Although I was in a hurry, I stopped for a second and observed the lamppost immediately across from Holmes's door. Leaning against it, and securely protected by a chain and lock, was a gleaming new bicycle, and not just one of the run-of-the-mill variety that I was used to seeing all over the streets of London. This was a new tandem bicycle from the renowned firm of Pedersen and Company in Dursley, and certainly cost the owner a goodly portion of his wages. It did not occur to me that it was ridden by Holmes's client, as I was only expecting one person, not two. The door was open, and I climbed the familiar stairs and entered the front room. A very handsome couple rose from the sofa, as eventually did Holmes from his habitual armchair. A beautiful young woman stepped toward me. "Good morning, Dr. Watson," said the woman. She was tall, graceful, and queenly, and greeted me with her outstretched hand. "Merciful heavens," I sputtered. "Violet Smith. Ah, no, now it is Mrs. Cyril Morton. What a delightful surprise. And you, sir, you must be Mr. Cyril Morton." I directed these latter words to the broad-shouldered, fine-looking gentleman who stood behind his wife, smiling proudly. That I